Please pray for me today as I try to share with you the thoughts that the Lord has placed upon my heart. I'd like to read just a couple of verses today, found in 1 John chapter 3, the first two verses. If you'd like to read along with me, please turn to 1 John chapter 3. Beginning with verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And I want to use some of the words of the first verse that I read from 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 for a title today. What manner of love? Now, the Apostle John here in this writing, he was talking about the love of God. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. And I was thinking of a song. And it's one of the songs in our church hymnal. And we sing this song from time to time, not real often, but we do sing it from time to time. And the writer of that song, in the last verse of that song, and I'm sure that many of you know the story behind what's been said about the person who wrote the last verse of that song that's entitled The Love of God. And I've always thought that the lyrics in the last verse of that song, as that person wrote those words to try to describe the love of God, I don't know how that anybody could have possibly done it any better. But I want you to think about the words that he wrote. And we may sing this song sometime and kind of not stop and think too much about it, but think about these lyrics. Could we with ink the ocean fill? Or were the skies with parchment made? Were every stalk on earth a quill and every man a scribe by trade? To write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. And I really believe that the thought that that man was trying to express is you just can't really tell all about the love of God. You just can't explain. If we were able to do what he said, fill the ocean with ink and write about it, and the skies be a scroll and write about the love of God, we could never fully express what God's love is truly like. But I want to try for just a little while today to talk about what manner of love God has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Now, those of us who were able to sing with all assurance of heart that song, He Touched Me and Made Me Whole, we have already experienced the great love of God. Because the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 5 that when we are saved, that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So we have not only read about the love of God in the Scriptures, we have not only sung about the love of God in songs, but we have experienced the love of God by being personally touched in our hearts and by His Spirit making us to know that He saved us by His grace. We have had a spiritual experience where we have come to know the love of God, not just know about it, but to actually know the love of God. And those of you here today that are lost, you have the great opportunity to have the same experience. You have the great opportunity to know what it is to have the love of God in your heart. Because the Bible tells us that there's something that He did because of that love for all man, all mankind, for all people everywhere. The Bible says that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, the only thing, the only force that was strong enough to compel God to do such a thing as that was love. I mean, nothing else could have compelled God to give His only begotten in order for us to be saved. Nothing else could have compelled God to send Jesus to this world to suffer the things that He would suffer and to die the death that He died. Nothing short of His love for humanity could have ever prompted Him to do such a thing. And so make no mistake today, lost friend, that God loves you and He wants to save you and He wants to place His love in your heart, that you may know the greatest love and that you might in turn, that because of that, that you might be able to have a love for others that you've never had before. Now, you know, there were people before the time that I was saved, there were people that I loved, human love, filial love. There were people that I had love for, but you know, everything changed for me when God saved me. There was a love in my heart then that had not been there before. And it enabled me to love people in a way that I really hadn't been able to love them before. And you know, today, I know that we can experience and we can witness and we can see love manifested in many ways. I can look out today and see the faces of people that love their spouse, that love their children, that love their grandchildren. And we can see the things that love produces. We can see the actions of love. If we look around from day to day throughout our week, we can see love take action. We can see love cause people to do things for other people just because they love them. We can see men and women. We can see men doing things for their wives, showing them acts of kindness. We can see women doing things for their husbands, showing them kindness. We can see people working and providing for their children because they love them. And so we can see love around us even in this dark, sin-filled world that we live in. We can still see the actions of love from day to day. But now, if you really want to look at love. If you really want to see the greatest love, if you want to see the greatest manifestation of love that there has ever been, then you need to look to the time that Jesus went to Calvary. And there he died, a very cruel death, a very painful death. There he gave himself to be offered for our sins. He gave himself to the hands of wicked and sinful men to take him and to nail him to a cross and to hang there and suffer and die so that all the world would have a way to be saved. If you want to see love at its greatest, just look at what Jesus did at Calvary. If you want to see love at its greatest, look at what God did in sending his only begotten Son to this world to suffer and to give his life a ransom for our sins. Jesus himself said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And he did that for all the world, and we'll talk about that here a little bit more perhaps. Now the love that we have, the love that we show to each other, and the Apostle Paul in his epistle in 1 Corinthians, in the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, he took the time to explain in detail the love of God, how that, you know, love is supreme, love is greater than faith, love is greater than hope. Paul said, if I have enough faith to move mountains and I don't have love, it doesn't profit me anything. He spoke in that chapter about the supremacy of love. He said that love is something that doesn't ever fail. It doesn't ever fail. He said there abides three: faith, hope, and charity. The greatest of these is charity, or is love. And so love, I'll tell you what I believe about love. I believe it's the strongest of all mystical forces. Nothing is stronger than love. You know what love can do? Love can drive away hate. It can drive away malice. It can drive away those things. Love has the power to do those things. And we ought to love one another. Jesus told his disciples, "You love one another as I have loved you." He gave us the example, didn't he? There's no excuse for us when we don't love one another. There's no excuse because Jesus gave us the example. In fact, he gave us the greatest example that we could have. What did he do? He gave himself. He gave himself for us because he loved us. But I want you to think about this. The love that we show one towards another, the love that a husband shows his wife, the love that a wife shows her husband, the love that parents show their children or children show to their parents, we love with reason, don't we? If I ask today, if we went through the congregation today and we said, "Why do you love this person so much?" We would give a reason for that, wouldn't we? And the Bible tells us that we have a reason for loving the Lord. In the 116th Psalm in verse 1, David said, "I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications." The Apostle John said, "We love him because he first loved us." I could ask Brother Ernie here, "Why do you love these little girls here and this little boy?" And he'd say, "Because they're my children. I love them because they're my children. We have a reason for loving. But you know, think about it. What reason did we ever give God for loving us? What did we ever do that would cause God to love us? I know today why I love the Lord. Just like David knew, I love the Lord because of what He's done for me. I love Him because He heard my voice. He heard my supplication. I love Him because He first loved me. We have great reason to love Him. But the Lord loved us, and He does love us just because He loves us. We never gave Him any reason to love us. God created man, provided him with everything he needed, and what did he do? He disobeyed. He disobeyed God. He chose to become a sinner. He essentially chose to listen to the devil rather than listen to God. He chose to disobey the one law that God had given him, and the Bible tells us that every one of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If you look at us, folks, and listen, think about it. What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. He has bestowed upon us a love that we've never done anything to deserve. Nothing. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible tells us that the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that were good, to see if there were any that followed after righteousness. And you know what he discovered? That there was not one. Not one. I'll tell you what, there has never been a person, not one person, that has descended from Adam's race that has ever been worthy of God's love. Not one single person has ever been deserving of God's love being bestowed upon them. The Bible tells us, in the second chapter of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul was writing to the church at Ephesus, and he said, "You hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." Listen, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. The love of God. Somebody here today, if you understand it, I want you to explain it to me. Because the Bible tells me that it passes our understanding. It just passes our understanding. We know it. If we've been saved, we know it. We've experienced it. I know that God loves me. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. And he has proven that to me by placing his love within my heart. I know that he loves me. I know that the Lord loves me. I know that he loves you. But I can't explain to you why. He loves us because he loves us. His love is unconditional towards us. We didn't do anything We didn't do anything for him to cause him to love us. His love towards us is not based upon that. It's an unconditional love. It's an agape love. It's a love that only God can have. And only God can give that to us. I'll tell you what. What a sad... my heart aches. I see little children, beautiful, innocent little children, little babies, oftentimes, in this world, that are not shown the parental love that they ought to be shown. That's heartbreaking, isn't it? I mean, that's just so sad. I don't understand. I don't understand that. I don't understand how anybody could not love their own offspring. I really don't understand that. I don't understand how it is that we have killed so many of them. I don't understand that. I really don't. God loves us. Many people, as I said, even little children, they don't get the love that they should. They're not shown the love that they ought to be shown, and that's a pity, and that's a tragedy. Oftentimes, within a marriage, people don't love each other the way that they really should, and that's a pity, and that's a tragedy. But I'll tell you what's really tragic, for a person to be born into this life and spend their time on earth and die and leave this world without ever having experienced the love of God. I'll tell you what, people can, children can grow up. They can grow up without really being shown the love that they should from their parents. And they can grow up and seek the Lord and be saved, and they'll still know in this life, even though they may have missed some things, they'll know that they come to know the greatest love. I'll tell you what, I think everybody today, I do in my heart, I think everybody that has ever loved me in any way, I thank my parents. My dad, he's gone from this world, has been for many years, but I'm thankful for the love that my parents showed to me. I'm thankful for the love that I knew in growing up with my siblings, with my brothers and sisters. I'm thankful for the love that we had for each other. I'm thankful for the way that Shirley has loved me for almost 40 years. I'm thankful for anybody that's ever loved me in any way. I'm thankful for the love that my church family has shown to me through the years. But I'll tell you what, I've never known anything like the love of God. What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. What manner of love that God has placed in our heart, that He would take sinners like us, that He would take somebody that was not worthy in any way of being His child, that He would draw us, that He would deal with us, that He would draw us to Him, that He would save us by His grace, that He would make us children of God, that He would give us a home in heaven when this life is over, that despite all that we had done against Him, that He would stretch out His hands to be nailed to a cross to die for our sins. What manner of love that God has shown to us. If you've been saved if you've been saved, you ought to pick up your Bible and you ought to read, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." You know, I realize that the love that I have for you as your pastor, I realize that the love that we have for each other as brothers and sisters in the Lord, we couldn't do that. We couldn't have that love if God had not put it in our hearts, could we? We wouldn't feel the way that we do about each other. We wouldn't know that if it weren't for God putting that love in our hearts. God is love. He's love. And in the fourth chapter of 1 John, here in verse 9, it says, "In this was manifested," made known, made clear, "in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him." When Jesus was praying in Gethsemane and His sweat became as great drops of blood falling to the ground, and He was begging God, His Father, that if there was any other way, that cup would pass from Him. If there was any other way, that He would not have to go through that and face what He was going to face. But then He said, "Not my will. Not my will, God, but Your will be done." That was because He loved us. He was willing to do that because He loved us. And when He was dying at Calvary, you know, they even, Jesus even made it known to them that He didn't have to do that. He was doing that of His own free will. He said, "I've got the power to lay it down. I've got the power to take it up again." He said, I could pray to my Father. He would presently send more than 12 legions of angels. He did it voluntarily. And the only thing that could prompt Him to do that was love. That's all. Love is why you and I are free. If God did not love us, He would have never made a way of salvation. If He didn't love us, He would have never sent His Son to this world to suffer the things that He did, to die the death that He died. He did it because He loved us. And I would like for us to have a song now. And if you're here today and you're lost, the Lord loved you so much that He gave His only begotten Son to die in your stead, to die for your sins, to take up on Himself what you should have had to take. He died for you so that you could live. And if you'll meet His conditions, if you'll repent of your sins, place all your trust in Him, He'll save you. He will save you. He will show you what His love is all about, if you'll but meet His conditions, while we stand and sing. Do you love the Lord enough, those of His children? Do you love the Lord enough today to obey Him, to follow Him, to do what He would have you to do? If God puts something up on your heart today, if He moves up on the heart of one of His children to say something, do you love the Lord enough today to obey Him? while we sing.
185. Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home. Yeah.